Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday afternoon edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I'm Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO weekday mornings 8:30 to 11. You can also listen online at kfyo.com. It is Election Day throughout the United States here in Texas. Many things on the ballots, including statewide. You have Texas constitutional amendments. Here in Lubbock, not only do you have Texas constitutional amendments, but you also have a very important recall election in District 1. We'll be taking a look at that and the results of that on the Wednesday edition of the Chad Hasty Show. And throughout the day, remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter, as I will be taking a look at some of the elections here locally, but also throughout the state of Texas, a very important mayoral election down in Houston. Also, we'll be taking a look at what's happening nationally in some of the big gubernatorial elections as well. So follow me on Twitter. I'll have some comments, some thoughts via Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. Also coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program, Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson will be my guest. He will join me at 10:05. We will talk about everything, including LPNL, the latest with LPNL and the city of Lubbock. We'll talk about that on the Wednesday edition of the program at 10:05 with Mayor Glenn Robertson. A few things in the news today. The latest Gallup survey finds that President Obama's job approval rating is cratering, now standing at only 39%. Only 39% of Americans approve of the job President Obama is doing. 53% disapprove of the job he is doing. The poll numbers tracking lower and lower and lower. In fact, if you take a look back to even back in April, the numbers stood at 50% approval rating. It's just dropped every single time since then. President Obama in April was at 50%, down to 39% now. His highest in the last year or so, he was in about 53% approval rating during December 23rd to 27th last year, 2012. Now at 39%. Again. So we'll take a look at that tomorrow. We'll talk about that, the impact that, of course, that will have maybe on midterm elections as Obama's numbers continue to crater in part because of Obamacare. And according to Fox News, Obamacare price hikes hitting red states the hardest, experiencing sticker shock at the price of insurance on Obamacare exchanges. That's how Fox News leads off their story. It's far more likely if you live in a red state that did not vote for Obama. According to price data compiled by the Heritage Foundation, in red states, premiums for 27-year-olds rose an average of 78% on Obamacare exchanges, whereas in blue states that voted for Obama, premiums rose 50%. Senate critics say Obamacare, the difference one way in which the bill is just unfair. Quote, it's unfair, outrageous, and unacceptable. That according to Wyoming Republican John Becerra, who is also a surgeon, in a statement to Fox News. Quote, after discovering that the president broke his promise that Americans can definitely keep their coverage, many red state Americans are now finding that their rates will soar under Obamacare. Now, I don't know what this senator is talking about. I mean, even the president says that he never claimed that you could keep your coverage or doctor. Yeah, no one's buying into that. Even CNN was ripping President Obama today. And when CNN's ripping the president for that lie, that's usually not a good thing. This very interesting story, this from dailyfinance.com. When it comes to money, millennials bow to peer pressure. New study from the Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council shows that 78% of millennials, those ages 25 to 34 years old, I unfortunately fall into that category, ages 25 to 34, on a national survey, they say 78% of millennials base the way they handle their money on how their friends handle their money. The national survey, a launching pad for the new series of public service announcements called Feed the Pig, that aims to get younger adults thinking about their future financial security, found widespread dependence on friends and family. far more than half, 61%, still need money from their parents or other family members to make ends meet. They also rely on their friends for direction on lifestyle decisions. 66% of those surveyed, these again, ages 25 to 34, 66% of those polled said that they want to keep pace with their peers on where they live. 64% say they stay on par with their friends when it comes to fashion and clothing. Nearly two-thirds reported feeling pressure to keep up with the types of places their friends eat and the type of gadgets that they buy, think iPhones. According to the new survey, 70% of younger adults think that financial stability means paying all your bills each month. Among millennials, though, that goal still a stretch. Not only do the majority still rely on mom and dad for financial help, but 45% needed to use a credit card to cover necessities like a food or utility bill during the past year. 28% report being contacted by a bill collector. 24% reported missing a payment to a credit card or other debt repayment plans. So that's the millennials for you right now. Pretty sad. It's only going to get worse, I think, for millennials. Again, a lot of these folks, guess who they voted for? President Obama. And he's making things worse for the millennials out there. Want to thank you for tuning in to today's edition of the podcast. Remember to follow me on Twitter at ChadHDRadio on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. Send me your emails, chad@kfyo.com. Tune in to the Chad Hastie Show Wednesday morning from 8:30 to 11 on KFYO.